Hi, Unpackers. Want to thank you to coming back to another episode. And remember, whatever you hear, Tay and I are simply providing a perspective. Neither of us are professionals. We expect for you to, you know, reach out to certified professionals if you need the help. And this is simply our perspective. If you hear an interaction that reminds you of yourself, then just know it comes from grace. And if you would like to come on and unpack it with us, you have an open invitation. You can find our pages on unpacking.your.ish on most social media. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that through paypal.me/unpacking.your.ish. Again, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and let's unpack. All right, so good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you decide to listen. Hi, welcome to Unpacking Your Ish. Today, I am Tay here with
Reese.
Yes. Yeah, hey, Reese. So today we are talking all about, we're continuing our normalizing. And we're talking about normalizing fighting fair.
Fighting fair, yes.
Yeah, I know this is a tough one for a lot of people.
Yes. Because, girl.
Yeah, in all areas.
All areas. All areas in life.
Yeah, so first let's start off by, let's see if we can find a definition. Right. Let's find a definition for fighting fair. Fighting is fair. It like, if you go low, I'm going to go to hell? Like, what? Yeah. What's our definition for fighting fair?
I think
not Michelle Obama.
No, nah. I think fighting fair in general is like do no harm.
Okay.
Like not intentionally trying to harm the other person with your words.
Agree with that.
Like that is fighting fair.
Yeah.
Because I think some, you know, especially the more you know someone, the more you can go for the jugular to be like, oh, I'm going to wreck you up. Like, I know where you live. I'm going to go for the kidney, go for the putt. Like, yeah, like with your word. And just like, because again, like I know with some, the closest person on this earth is my mom. Mm-hmm. So if we were in a fight, if I really wanted to, you know, like,
you wanted to end the argument.
Yes.
Shut it down.
Yes. And right, because your peers know what to say to you to get under your skin. But it's like, as you grow, it's like, they, like, things flip.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I know you the one. Mm-hmm. If I really wanted to go to you, but better be glad that I believe in respecting my elders.
That part.
Because if I wanted to go.
So, yeah, that's so true because, oh my gosh, my mom recently was telling me something and I've come to a point, I'm very proud of myself, I've come to a point where I don't feel the need to engage all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've just really learned how to just say, yeah, you know, you're right, yeah.
No.
But she called me on it last night because she was like, don't just say yeah, you need to actually change it. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you 100%. Because what she said, what she was saying that particular time.
Yes, you're a waterbender. Taking the flow.
Heck yeah. Flow. What she was saying that particular time was absolutely right. But I just didn't want to get into a whole discussion. So I just kind of, yeah. And then when she was like, don't just say yeah, you need to change it. I was like, you're absolutely right. But not today. I'm going to bed. So like, I mean, that... You're right. These parents of ours, right? Dig and turn.
Yes. And just like, but again, fighting fair is recognizing that you are entitled to your emotions. You're entitled to feel. You're entitled to be angry. And I think at the end of the day, one thing that I saw this recently, this sort of interaction, it kind of shaped my idea of like words.
Yeah.
And she said, like someone had written something and she was like, that was violence. Hmm. And I was like, wow, like, you know, and it made me think about the word passive aggression. You know, like, passive aggression is still aggression.
Absolutely.
It's still violent.
Yes.
It's still, the intention is to hurt. The intention yes. is to, like, you know, show frustration. It's still to, like, dominate, try to dominate someone.
Absolutely.
But you're trying to dominate it in, like, you know, a less harmful way. But it's still harmful.
It's still harmful.
It's right. still harmful.
Yeah.
It's like, your intent is to say, like, you know, like, I really want to hurt you, but I'm not.
Yeah. 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 I saw there was the YouTuber. They're YouTube too, but mm-hmm. they had TikTok and Instagram. So. Yeah. And it's a guy and his brother. And he calls his brother Sassy Scott because his brother's gay. But it's mm-hmm. really, their interaction yeah, yeah. is really cute. But he told his brother, he said, I'm going to start gaslighting you. Mm-hmm. And his brother's like, no, don't do that. That'll hurt me. Like, don't do that. He was like, do what? Mm-hmm. He like legit told him he was gonna do it and then did it. And I was like, you know, that is so crazy because a lot of times when we want to win a fight, mm-hmm. some people resort to that immediately. Mm. That's where they go.
Yeah.
And I think that is so unfair because you are changing.
Manipulative.
Yeah, you're manipulating yeah. the whole situation to what you want it to be. And that's definitely not.
Yeah.
Fair,
well,
right? I would call gaslighting is a part of that.
I think gaslighting too. Then just being like projection.
Yeah.
Like not taking accountability. Like yes. that's not fighting fear.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. I'll say this too. The criers. I'm sorry. I know people cry when they get emotional, but the criers, when you're having that deep conversation and all of a sudden you see these tears, it's like, suck those up. Because that's your way of getting out of what's
yeah.
hard.
Mm-hmm.
So suck that up. Let's yeah. talk through
that's manipulation.
Tears. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love, absolutely. I saw a therapist recently. He was like, yeah, I'm going to give you some time to cry.
Yeah.
But then we coming back around again to accountability. Nah. That's not getting you out of this.
Absolutely.
Cry. Oh, yeah, boom. I'll get you some tissue if you need a moment.
Absolutely.
We can draw. But I think, definitely talking about the word choices that we use,
yeah.
talking about the way that we behave with our partners. And, you know, I think what is also important in fighting fear is recognizing the differences in how we approach like anger and emotion.
Yeah.
Jay Sheedy was talking recently about him and his wife. And he said, you know, he's the kind of person that he, when he is like angry, he needs to process it now.
Yeah.
But his wife, she shows love. Was like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So I need some time to process. So I might need a couple days. And like, you know, so recognizing that people are not going to show up in the same way.
Yes.
That you do
that
when they're angry or upset. But that doesn't mean that they care less.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes when those of us that might be quick to show or express our emotions believe that we're actually showing we care.
Yeah.
And so when we're with a partner or with someone in our life that is more, you know, withdraw their emotions,
yeah.
we are quick to project, well, you don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like you're just walking away. You're trying to avoid. And it's like, no, what they're often trying to do is really just, they might feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And they really want to protect you. And so they don't want to say the wrong thing. They're like, wait a minute, I need to figure out how to talk about this. So recognizing that, you know, fighting fear is about discussing and compromising on when to have a discussion too.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree with that. I had to learn that lesson. Like I always say, you know, I don't consider people that I've been with, they're not a failed situation in my mm-hmm. life, they were lessons. And one thing I really learned was that idea, because I'm a person that immediately needs to talk. And I dealt with someone that didn't like to talk immediately, but he didn't want to leave your presence. I still want to be in your presence, but I just don't want to talk about this right now.
Oh, I'm just picturing little kids.
So that was very hard. That was very hard to...
Right, teach your necks, lift your leg, mama.
Let's put that over here for a second. But we're still going to attempt to be around each other. It was very hard.
Yeah.
But I did learn how to not process immediately how to give myself a minute before all the emotion spills onto everything that I'm mm-hmm. trying to say.
Yeah.
And I get to take time, think about what I want to say. And then when we do visit it, it was quick and it was simple because I knew what I wanted to say. Yeah. But being the person that immediately wants to process stuff, emotions killed every point I was trying to make. So I did have to learn that. So mm-hmm. I think that's very important when you go about it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a part of being fair.
Yeah.
I agree.
That also reminds me of the idea of honesty.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes, again, when we are angry and we're in a fight with someone that we care about, we just like blurt out everything.
Yeah.
And so it lacks compassion.
Yes.
And empathy. Absolutely. And it may be the truth, but truth does not have to be brutal.
Right.
And if, again, that goes back to like trying to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Like when we are in these heightened, just in general, I would say it's best to like give yourself a break.
Yeah.
Like
I think for you, case,
yeah, it's just, and I liked recently I saw a post where a therapist said, you know, she narrates her emotions mm-hmm. when she's discussing. So she says, right now I'm feeling this or I'm feeling that. And then getting in touch with, hey, the self-awareness of you've been in an argument before. You know how you react. Sure. You, especially if you're learning someone, you don't know right. how they react.
Right.
So narrating, so they're aware, like, wait a minute, I'm getting to the point where I feel like I may say something I do not want to say. Yeah. So I need a moment.
Right.
Right now, no, I care about you.
Right.
I just am unable to see this, so I need some space. Mm-hmm. You know, and so the more we actually say, picking the right time and the right words, because as you know, that old saying says, like, once you say something, you can't take it back.
You can't eat those words.
You can't unsay it.
Nope.
And that doesn't make it mean that you're less honest when you share things. It just means that when you're not trying to kill or hurt right. the people that you care about.
Right.
And you want to frame it or speak about it when you're sober. You want to be sober minded. Cause when you can talk about this from yeah. like this, you know, the physiological way, we're not ourselves when we're angry or just right. emotional. We are not our rationality has left the building.
It's gone.
You just pure emotion.
That's it. And that's why processing immediately is definitely not fighting.
Yeah, because you are in your fight, flight mode, freeze.
Yeah.
You're not there. It's all instinct. And it's like jab, 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 punch,
yeah,
punch.
I notice when I'm very, I can't even find words.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm looking for words, seeking yeah. words. My vocabulary is extensive, but mm-hmm. I'm seeking words and looking for words when mm-hmm. I'm in an emotional state. Anger, joy, whichever. Like when I'm in an extremely emotional state, I can't figure out how to express myself.
Yeah.
So how is that a good thing? You know, take a minute, calm down, take some breaths and come back. And it's crazy because these are things that we teach our children, conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk to them about steps. We try to. I tried to teach my children.
I'm like, I wish we did.
You know, take a minute, breathe.
Yeah.
Consider where you are.
Mm.
Because I think one of the biggest parts about fighting fair is we don't always consider what we're thinking and where we are. Because this happens all the time. Women or men will go to sleep and have a dream that their mm-hmm. spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever has done something.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wake up
with all angry and feeling
like,
some kind of
you
way.
You did that. I know you did it. Where? Give me a phone. Like, angry.
Mm.
And, you know.
At a dream.
Maybe it's a dream. Like, it's not that serious. But it's crazy, like, how we can be in a certain space.
Mm-hmm.
And that can kill how the whole conversation is going to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking that you're doing something or that you've done something and you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You weren't, that wasn't your intention, or maybe that's not even something that you did, you mm-hmm. know? So that's another thing we have to consider is where you are, what you're feeling, what you are dealing with at that moment before you go into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Check yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, you know, would we have like some examples or takeaways of what are some things that, like, three things mm-hmm. that people should consider to improve the way that they fight with, because again, anger isn't wrong. Like, no, conflict isn't, like, it's natural to have conflict with people that you care about.
Yes.
You're two different people, because sometimes we go the opposite and we're just so conflict avoidant. Yeah. And then we're in relation, the relationships become toxic because of the avoiding a conflict. Yeah. Learning how to lean into conflict, say what you need to say in a respectful way without diminishing other people. Those are skills you need to develop. So I would tell you, lean into conflict early and often.
Absolutely.
Again, not to the point where you're like screaming and yelling, but the more that you show up as yourself and you recognize that, wait a minute, it's iron sharpening iron.
Yes.
You can see if the other person has the skills that you need to actually maintain a long-term relationship. Yeah. I think that's one of the things I would say with, like, our friendship is, you know, what I love about it is we're able to call each other out and talk. I'm like, wait a minute, I have an issue with you.
Right, there's a problem.
let's talk about it. And so are there suggestions that we would say, or, you know, again, from our own experiences?
Right.
She's going to be a professional soon.
I'm working on it, y'all.
Yes.
But just from experiences, I will say, one, I think that, like I said, you definitely need to check yourself and see where you are before you step into a conversation that can be confrontational. I think definitely check yourself, see where you are, what you're feeling. I think, two, reserve the right to pause. And stop the conversation when it's not productive.
Yeah.
Walk away, come back to it at another time. Parking lot, put it on pause if you need to.
Yeah.
And make sure that's open for whoever you're talking to as well. Because, you know, sometimes when things get too heightened, emotions are taken over, you're not getting anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
And at this point, like you said, we're coming out swinging.
Yeah.
And so we need to be able to say, hey, pause. This isn't going the way we need it to go. Let's put this in parking lot for later, and we'll come back to it. We'll come back with a couple of points and we'll come back. You know, let's take some emotion out of this. Let's think rationally. And then I think also it's really important to not just consider where you are, but consider where the other person is. Think about empathy, extend some grace, you know, just because we talked about this season one, I think, where we were talking about people that cheat.
Yeah.
Just because someone cheated does not mean that everything they've ever done is horrible.
Yeah.
Or we need to maybe look in some mirrors and see, you know, how am I feeling about that? Yeah. What do I think? Have I forgiven that person? It could be years and you could still be holding on to something that you don't even know you're still holding on to. You know, so I think that allowing grace for the fact that, yeah, they have imperfections too. You know, like we just talked about, like they have imperfections too. And allowing that person the grace and the right to be who they are too, and considering who they are when you go into this conversation.
Yeah, I would say, while I was thinking about that, I was like, what would my takeaways be about fighting fair? And what was coming to me is really learning self-awareness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you've seen relationship, like people, when you're developing a relationship with others, like, unfortunately, anger isn't something that we deal well with. And it can just be so triggering for so many people. And again, not saying that anger is bad, and I think that'll be my second piece, but that just how often, especially those of us that are professionals in professional settings, how often would you show anger to a customer?
Right.
Or a client, or a student?
Right.
You know? So, like, or their parent, rather, because, you know, but, you know, like, so when we, if we learn how to recognize, wait a minute, I'm angry in the situation, yeah. but I'm not going to show it. Definitely do that and, you know, utilize that skill in your personal life.
Absolutely.
And that gets me to number two is, I think the thing about fighting fair to me is also learning how to give the best to the people in your life.
Okay.
You know, the people that matter. Because often, just the way that we have framed our culture, we give our best to everyone outside.
Yeah.
You know, we give our best to our employer.
That's true.
And our colleagues, our friends, you know, the things, people outside often, you know, the people who deserve the most of your grace and your effort to be patient and calm and considerate and things of that nature are your loved ones.
Yeah.
And I know it's like, it gets to that imperfection thing of like, well, I can just be myself. But again, if you can put forth effort, like put it to those people, like they should, you should give more, like you should show up as the like 1000% version to people who are going to love you when you're like in the hospital. Because let's go here. If you're in the hospital, you know that job, they're going to keep it going.
I know, that's right.
They ain't going to shut that down. It will not stop. Like, I mean, goodness. Barely will give you health insurance sometimes. Okay. Come on. So let's just... So for me, the fighting fear is, again... was that real? That got real. Yeah. Girl got a new job over here.
I got real over here. So, oh, yeah, I'm starting a new job. Packers, pray for me.
Again, it is giving the best to the people that you're going to fight with. Yeah. Like, if they are worthy of fighting with, give them your best.
Yes. Because you only fight with people that you care about.
Yeah, exactly.
If I didn't care about you... You can. I don't care what you know or don't know.
Thank you. Like, it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
And then I think my final takeaway for fighting fair would probably just be back to the imperfections thing. Yeah. It's like, you know, again, and we both ended with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like giving the other person grace.
Yeah.
You know, like if they don't say the thing the right way. Or, well, actually, I'll do this instead of grace because you use that one. It's just leaning into curiosity.
Yeah.
Because no matter how well you know your partner, they've had a life and experience before you.
Absolutely.
In a lifetime of it. And so that means there are things that you don't know.
Right.
There are things that you're unaware of. And so instead of saying, how dare you? You know,
right.
How dare you use uncomfortable anyway? That was intentional. That was an inside joke. If you listen to the podcast, you should know. But basically, was in a fight with someone who I cared about, and they threw the fact that I used a word at them. And that I was unaware of their past,
the trigger,
you know, relationship with that word, and, you know, told me that I was basically the worst person in the world because I used the word that I had no idea had this emotional connection to them. So again, just recognizing that we all come with past, we all come with things. And so we lean into curiosity to say, okay, wait a minute. So what makes that word, you know, so hurtful for you?
Right.
Because I think sometimes we lean into defensiveness and we make it about ourselves.
Yeah.
We make it about our own experiences. Like, well, that word doesn't mean anything. Like, uncomfortable, what? You know, like, that doesn't mean anybody, you know, like, and again, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to me based on my experience.
Right.
But someone who, you know, was... you know, in an abusive relationship and sees that as like, oh, well, you know, being uncomfortable is like violent or something. like, okay, it has a different context.
Right. That's
so, true. You know, when you are with the people that you care about, just take the time to, you know, you're not going to be able to, especially when you're angry, you're not going to be able to validate their experience
right.
that way. But just, you can take some curiosity of like, what made you use that word?
Yeah.
What is, okay, I see that you're angry. What is bringing you, making you angry? Let's try to, like, you know, I want to understand because I'm confused.
Right.
It's okay.
And I think that's fair. Like, mm-hmm. that would be one of the strategies I definitely would take when I was dealing in my romantic relationship. I would definitely take that approach. Like, I see you're feeling something, but I don't understand where that's coming from. What mm-hmm. is that? You know, why are you so upset right now? Because I'm really calm and I'm trying not to be, you know, an asshole, basically. I really want to know why that is showing up right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that did diffuse a lot. So like, that is really a good way to, you know, unarm someone that's just ready. You know what I mean? Like, just disarm them by saying, hey, you know, you're showing up this way. I don't understand what this means. Why? Yeah. Where's this coming from? And, you know, I think what you said about being able to come at our family the same way that we come at people, in this, you know, that mm-hmm. we know. And I think I learned a lot, like you said, dealing with the parents of our students. Mm-hmm. You know, as we said in the podcast earlier, we both have EC background. We work with EC children, special education.
Yeah.
And having to deal with parents that were upset, furious, frustrated, didn't understand what was going on, and just lashing out, and being able to take the time out to be patient, to be kind, to be understanding, to be calm, to attempt to help them understand, taking the time to work people through those processes because you're telling them something detrimental to their child, you know, and having to respect that that's a blow to some people. Not everybody is as, you know, educated to understand that their child can still have a productive life, their child be fine. Some people really need to go through that process. They need to process this.
Yeah.
And so the patience that I've had with those parents really taught me to have patience with other people in my life, because I've had parents come back to me and say, I feel horrible that I treated you that way. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, you shouldn't be sorry.
Yeah.
This is your child.
Yeah.
I would never take it personal when you're attempting to understand and know what is going on with your child and how to help them. And so in doing that and learning how to interact with those parents, I think it did teach me a lot of patience for the people in my life. So like, you know, we grow, you know, as we go along, we grow. And I think that that is so important, to be able to learn from some experiences outside of something and then take it with you to let it work in other areas of your life. Yeah. I think that's very important.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
But
stop fighting unfair, y'all. Stop calling each other names. Stop doing that.
Call each other bees and hoes, bitches and hoes,
right,
Negro,
right,
MF,
right.
Whatever, you know, like,
let's just humanize
each other.
Yeah.
Let's be lovers and players.
Absolutely. Calm down first and have a conversation.
Yes. And then have maybe some makeup sex.
Of course. That's the best part.
I know.
So normalize fighting fair.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Okay. So that is...
Be nice. Don't be nice.
Be nice.
No, be nice.
Miss Jackson, be nice. yes. So that is episode 4. Right?
Wow, yeah.
Fighting fair.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. We got 2 more episodes left for this season. So again, I'm Reese.
And I'm Tay.
Yeah. And as always, give yourself grace.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
And extend it to others as well when you can.
Yeah. You do not need to be fixed. You just need to be understood.
That's right.
Until next week,
start fighting fair.